is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Voice, even the angels of the hill. I lay me down and suffer every blood to save me. I that would not be greater than 10,000 people that are suffering stuff against me now. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies and not the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord that dwells in the land of the people. I lay me down before thy righteousness, singing.
Thank you.
salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, and for the state of the holy churches of God and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for in this holy house and those who with faith, reverence, and fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. Presbytery, the diaconate of Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the
Lord.
For Metropolitan Bulls and Archbishop Yohanna and their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord.
For
our presidents, civil authorities, and our forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside, the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious, Lady of the Theotokos, ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Thank you. Thank you.
and hold our life unto Christ our God. The Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Talking
in discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation which you are holding with each other as you walk at our side?" Then one of them named Cleopas answered him, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. And they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And Jesus said to them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. Jesus appeared to be going further, but they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is not far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread, and blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour, returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together, and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread.
We are Lord, glory to thee.
of Orthodox Christians has sent down upon us thy rich mercies through the intercessions of our all immaculate Lady, the faithful boasted of a Virgin Mary, by the mind of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable, by the powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, all honorable apostles, who are fathers among the saints, great hierarchs and ecumenical teachers, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, John Chrysostom, Athanasius, Cyril, and John the Merciful, Patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas of Myra in Lycia, Spiridon of Trimethos, and Antonius of Pentapolis, the wonder workers, of our Father among the saints, Raphael, Bishop of Brooklyn, of the holy, glorious, great martyrs, George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, Demetrius the merchant, Theodore the soldier, Theodore the general, and Venus the wonder worker, of the Hydro martyrs, Ignatius, the god bearer of Antioch, Tarantos and Elpidios, of the holy, glorious, and great women martyrs, Thecla, Barbara, Anastasia, Catherine, Kiriaki, Fontany, Vanina, Vanaskev, and Irene, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers who shone in the ascetic light, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of all those who have old and been well pleasing to God, from Adam down to Joseph, the betrothed, of the prophets and the prophetesses, especially Daniel the prophet, and the three holy youths of the great martyr Anastasia, the deliverer from potions, and her teacher, the martyr Chrysogonos, whose memory we celebrate today, and of all thy saints, we beseech thee, O most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petitions of us sinners who make our supplications unto thee, and have mercy on us.
It is also known as the Sunday of the Holy Genealogy. the aforementioned names, those in the Old Testament were related to Christ by blood, and those who spoke of his birth as a man. In the divine liturgy, we shall read of Jesus Christ's lineage from the Gospel of St. Matthew. In this way, the Church shows us that Christ truly became a man, taking on human nature. He was not of those of an apparition, a myth, a visible image God, or the abstract God of philosophers. Such a God does not have a family tree. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He hath flesh and blood, human ancestors, many of whom greatly sinned, but like David also greatly repented. Yet all of these righteous ones in every age have been well pleasing to God because they loved him. By taking on human nature, the Son of God became like us in all ways, in flesh, in blood, in mind, in soul, in heart, and will. He differed from us only in one way. He could not sin. Since we know that Christ's human nature remained sinless, he is also fully divine, and he shows us the way in which we can avoid sin and improve and transform our lives and nature and our human nature. By their holy intercessions of Christ God, have mercy upon us. Amen. Christ is born, glorified him. Christ is come from heaven, we see him. Christ is on the earth. Be lifted up. Sing to the Lord all the earth and praise him with
Ages of ages.
Holy, holy, as the Lord our God.
Yeah.